When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He's here. He's Bo. I'm here. I'm Nick. Before we get into anything else, I got to tell you about who makes this whole thing possible. Pella Windows and Doors. You saw as you walked in, your boy got a new front door. And that thing.
Windows in the house. Literally, windows in the house.
Yeah. Windows in the house. New bay window, side window right by the front door. They're doing a door in my bed or a window in my bedroom right now. Like, and I'm telling you. Does it not look amazing?
Just
keep it real.
It looks amazing. And I really have become a believer in like windows make the house.
Couldn't agree more. I just bought a house and windows make the house. See? And by the way, my guy Vince, he talked to you. I think you're going to get your Pella game right with your new crib.
You got to get the windows right.
But shouts out to Pella Windows and Doors. There's going to be a commercial, like a long video coming out with me going through the entire process that everybody needs to check out. It's coming out pretty soon. But man, they put work on my house, man. They did a hell of a job. PellaOmaha.com and Shoot360.com/Lincoln. I was in there last night, man. My members, man, they're putting in work. These guys, my little man, Max, he came in there. He's fifth grader. He's like, I want to work on mid range. So all we did, I got the rebounding machine ready for, we were shot fake, two dribbles, elbow. We put in work last night. Oh, it's just so good. I'm telling you, we're building something special there. If you want to become a member, spots are filling up. You need to go to shoot360.com/Lincoln, fill out that official recruiting visit form. It's a free 1 hour workout. You'll see what we can provide you. You are going to love it. Your kid is going to love it. Ages doesn't matter. We can do, you know, fourth grade rookies all the way up to super superstars. So make sure you check them out. Shoot360 Lincoln. Okay, Bo Robert Rude. So we're taping this. It is Wednesday morning. Purdue's coming to town. By the way, weather's turning a little bit. It's about to get kind of shaky this weekend.
You know, the weather's turning here.
I feel like Rule, because when he took the job in December, so I feel like it's funny. Like, I think he was like, so this is how it is year round here. And you're like, well, not really. Yeah. But like, so he was big on that, on like preparing for the elements. Yeah. And they asked him a question, like, weather's going to start turning. And he like got like excited about it. So I feel like Rule is like excited for potential like inclement weather.
So
like,
you're saying a team that can't throw the ball, doesn't have wide receivers,
bad weather,
excited about the winter? Maybe.
Well, this is perfect for us. Because I mean, there's a 40% chance of snow on Saturday.
Yeah, that's probably to our advantage. That's to our advantage.
I think it is.
Purdue, a team that's historically like to throw the ball.
Yep. They got Hudson Card. They brought in Graham Harrell. I looked up Hudson Card's thrown it 35 times a game. So
in the cold, in the rain, in the snow,
Dr. James Williams will be rocking that baby on him.
The pediatrician will be teeing off.
Gonna be rocking a baby on him. Okay, we got a bunch of stuff to tackle, but I want to start with this because I keep getting people. Like, we talk about it. We did it a couple weeks ago. People want us to like keep on doing it. We need a new. So this would be Who's in the Club version 2.0.
Oh, so the club,
we've unlocked the door. The DJ is back there playing. It's DJ Tom Osborne. He's back there.
DJ, I think we're going to play.
Have you heard the new Frank Sinatra?
Sinatra might be too crazy for he's like, he's called Perry Como and he's a family man.
All right, everybody, grab that special someone. It's Beethoven.
The kids love it in the club with DJ Tom Osborne playing the classics.
I'm told apple juice shots are going right now. In the meantime, the latest Tchaikovsky. Enjoy.
Oh, my God.
DJ T.O. out there. So the club. We the bouncers at the club. We are deciding who's getting in and out of the club.
I think there's going to be some big changes of who
there
gets
could
the
be.
Club.
There could be.
The party is better at the club because we've been winning football games.
That's it. And, well, here's the unfortunate thing. There could be some changes because some dudes like Billy Kemp was in a club. But Billy Kemp right now, it's hard to go to the club when you're on, unless you're doing, it's not your screech doing the spraying.
Yeah, remember? The spraying at the max. That was a good it was a good move at the time.
It was a great move. Got him. I mean, Lisa Turtle went home and was like,
Should I or shouldn't I?
And she ended up not doing it, which is just unfortunate for him. He did all he could. He hit him with to the max, hit him with the sprain.
If you're in the center doing the dance with Kapowski, Lisa Turtle, and Jesse Spano, I mean,
it's hard.
You're winning,
man. Tell you what, a good burger and fries from the Max had to go hard, right?
And help me understand. These guys are like early high school, mid high school, and they have their own burger joint.
And my understanding, let me ask you a question.
The only high school kids went to.
I never thought about this, like proximity from the Max to Bayside, like right next door.
It's seemingly, if it's that easy of a hangout, it's got to be within a block.
What an amazing! I mean, where was
there's no adults there. It's all
it's
kids.
Always high school kids.
It's like their restaurant.
And it's cool. It's light. It's bright. Like music is going. Like
it almost seems too good to be true. Yeah. Like it's in a TV show, and not real. Yeah, that's why. Because it is.
But what's funny about that is I never critically thought about that. Like, what is the Max?
It's just not real. It can't be real.
Yeah. Whatever. It's okay. But so. Who's in the club? I'm going to exclude Harburg just because like it's more fun or because he would be in the club, right?
He'd be in the club, right?
Harburg has to be in the club.
Has to be everyone besides the starting quarterback.
If Sims shows up.
Nick, you know what I have to tell. This bouncer's got a tough one to tell Sims, but.
Hey, man, we just, you know, Heine's already in there, man.
You know, we can't have two.
I'll let you know. Let me take your number down. I'll text you if.
You know, we just can't have two quarterbacks, you know?
DJ T.O. only, you know, he only wants one quarterback in there at a time. So, yeah. But Heine would be in there, but let's just exclude Heine for more.
Should we go down who was in the club after our last?
So, it would have been.
Billy got written down.
Yeah, okay.
It's Ben Scott, A.G.
A.G. was in that thing.
A.G. was in the club.
Like, and I thought A.G. was maybe like the
number one.
The number, like.
This year's a roller coaster.
Yes.
Okay. Luke Reimer.
Yep.
Ty Robinson. Billy Kemp. So I think we have really hard decisions on who's going to stay in that club and who's going to go. So I wrote this down too. This is from last time. Who was waiting outside the club? Who was like,
yes.
The bouncer wasn't sure what to do. He didn't let him in yet, but he was like, okay, hold on. Let me see what I can do.
It's not a hard no.
No, he's like, let me see how this next two games goes.
Yes.
The polar bear was waiting outside the club.
Hey.
Fedoni, H-O-F, I wrote down. What does that mean? I don't know. Marcus Washington.
Mr. First Down.
Malcolm Hartzog. And Newsom. So I don't know. I think I know a guy. I know who's going into my club.
Well, it was the first name I wrote down. Lincoln Southeast finest is Isaac Gifford in that club. Should we undo the rope? He's in the club.
Mr. Gifford, open the door.
Welcome
come
to
on
the club.
In.
So Isaac Gifford's in the club.
Isaac Gifford.
He went
in the
from
club.
Not even.
He wasn't waiting outside.
Wasn't even waiting outside.
He was just, sorry, man, we're full.
Dude. He was like getting some food at the Max. Yeah. He wasn't trying to get in the club at the time.
Yeah.
So Gifford's in the club.
Gifford's in the club.
I think the polar bear's in the club.
I think the polar bear's in the club.
The polar bear. So now we have not one, but two. Dudes that weren't in the club that are in the club.
Yes.
We do have to AG. Well, hold on. Billy Kemp, dudes like Billy Kemp, he's hurt. He can't be in the club.
He fumbled and got hurt.
He's out. Then Marcus Washington is out for the season.
He's out. Ben Scott.
Ben Scott got hurt, but he came back. The reason we chose Ben Scott, I think I talked you into him, was because it felt like there has to be an O-lineman, but...
I don't know.
He's had
a few penalties. I'm feeling a little. I don't know that I'm anybody in the O line needs to be on the club in the club right now.
I would
now.
Say right now.
Should we tell him hang on?
Ben, hang on.
We're gonna
just hang account. Hang account. Hang account. Okay. Where are you at on Reimer?
I think Reimer's got to stay in the club because he's there. He's still sort of the heart and soul of the defense.
I agree.
In my mind.
The hard part is there's been a night with the club in the club without him, and it went okay.
I know.
But he's got to be in the club. Let's not outthink ourselves here.
Exactly. Reimer's back. He's a guy that needs to be in the club. Let's keep him in the club.
Reimer's like, if I'm a club promoter in New York and Will Smith wants to come in the club, Will Smith, his star approval rating has plummeted a little bit. But like, do you want Will Smith in your club or not?
He's probably done. He's got enough of a resume that it's like, in the club.
He's right in it. Come on. He's in the club.
Yeah.
So, okay. We have Gifford, Polar Bear, Reimer in the club.
That's three.
We have two spots. Okay.
So, okay, I'll let you.
Well, I just gotta throw it now. Now, let's. Where are you at on Newsom?
I think Newsom's been fine. I think Hartsog's been fine.
Right.
I think who gets into the club has to be.
They have to be vital.
Vital to this team right now, and I do think these two guys are vital. But I also think we have to judge who's been playing the best.
Agree. It's gotta be a combination.
That's why the Polar Bear, who came out of nowhere to be waiting outside the club, is now in the club.
Agree.
Okay, so this is where I actually think there's three guys for one spot.
Okay.
Hartsog was on the outside last time.
Yep.
Newsom was on the outside. We said hang tight. There was one guy that was inside the club. His name was Ty Robinson.
I wrote him down.
And Ty Robinson was
we're hard on Ty.
We're hard on him. Rule really praised him this week. He did have, I think, maybe his best couple moments last game.
Yes.
Of the whole season.
Right.
Ty did. So I would have probably taken Ty out of the club this week, except for he made some big plays. Some of it, he made that big sack at the end of the game.
Yeah. Great job. He had batted down a pass.
So this is where I'm a little torn. Newsom, Hartsog, Ty Robinson, those three guys, I think we got to take one of those three and put them in the club. And then we got to go somebody on offense the rest, because that's 4-1.
I was going to say, we cannot have five dudes in the club on defense.
But this is where I'm struggling is.
There has to be somebody on offense.
On offense?
There has to be somebody. We have to find some. We have to identify somebody on offense that we feel. Again, people excluding Harburg. We're doing this because it's more fun if you just remove the quarterback. The quarterback is in
it
the
would
club.
It would be him. But here's the issue. You know who's in the club right now? AG's in the club. He's not a starter anymore. That's
right. I think AG can't be in the club.
If you're not a starter, you're not in the club. That's a hard rule in the club.
Yes.
Is that a hard rule?
I think it should be.
That's a hard rule. No
shirts, no shoes, no service.
Shirts, no shoes.
Yeah.
No do-rags.
No jerseys. No ID.
If you're not a starter, you're not in the club.
You're not in the club, man.
So AG is not a starter technically right now. He's not in the club.
They won a game. They've won two Big Ten games with him being, he didn't even start in one of them. And then against Illinois, it was like,
I still think he's our most important offensive guy. And I don't know why he's not starting. He's fumbled a couple times badly.
Know. I mean,
and I don't know what he's doing at practice. I don't know what he's doing off the field. He's our best running back by a mile.
Agree.
And he's our best offensive weapon by a mile. Yet he's not starting, and therefore he's not in the club.
He's not in the club. I feel very comfortable not letting AG. Like we said, AG, he has to exit the club, and we'll let him know in the future when he can re-enter the club.
We feel so bad. Like
you hate to tell someone to leave.
He's in the club. We go up to him like, AG, you didn't hear? Like you're not starting anymore.
May I have your attention? Yeah. Sorry to cut off Frank Sinatra's Moonlight Serenade. Anthony Grant. Please report to the bouncer's office immediately. All right, back to my first.
Here we go.
We've had a request for more Beethoven. Now I'm going to play it, but you guys calm down out there.
You kids, just hold on to your horses.
This was the song I danced. This song really allows me and Nancy to really dance the night away.
What if T.O. like secretly loved heavy metal. Like he just needed like maybe there's some he's serene and then like once a day for 10 minutes he puts on Metallica.
Like you get into, you know, when you get into his car, like you get in someone's car and then all of a sudden like the music there literally pops out and like get on and it's like, you know, Metallica
Search and Destroy.
Yeah, and he's just like, sorry about that. Had to get excited for pheasant hunting.
Yeah, I just needed to release a little steam. Been pent up for 75 years.
Okay, so AG got called to the bouncer's office. Like there's a bouncer's office in the club. There's gotta be. Okay. Offensively, where are you at on Canton, Ohio?
Okay, so this might be the test here is who's the most important guy in offense? I don't know if it's Fedoni, but I don't know who else to pick.
Who if it's not Fedoni, who do you choose? If it's
Ben Scott?
And I'm just like I have no idea if Ben Scott like he's okay. I assume he's okay.
He's been doing fine. I know we've lost. So this is maybe what we need to talk about.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Turner Corcoran's out for the year.
Turner Corcoran is out.
Turner Corcoran. Ethan Rowdy Piper's out. So now you have Scott. Noelle's out for a week.
Yes.
So you got Litovsky.
You got Henry Litovsky. You got Evans Jenkins. And then you got Teddy Penuas down.
Teddy Penuas is coming out.
He's recording his R&B album and he's coming out the studio to pancake.
But he's not in the club because he couldn't get on the field. Bryce Benhart not going to be in the club because he had a. We're just, you know. His last year was like, we're like, we'll call you, you know? But I'd argue Benhart's probably been the best offensive lineman this year.
I don't know who you choose. I'm choosing Ben Scott.
I would argue that I have called Benhart's name the least this year.
I agree.
In a good way.
Yeah.
In the sense of like, he's gotten beat the least. I think he's outplayed Corcoran.
Right.
He's outplayed Piper. I can't tell you what Scott's doing. I haven't been watching Scott like that close. Like I haven't been grading Ben Scott. I think Scott's been fine. He just had a couple like bad penalties.
Yeah. He had the one late hit at Illinois, like inside the 10. It was like.
Yeah. So I think Scott's probably our best lineman right now. But I would argue you could make an argument. Benhart's been as good.
I just
don't know between those two or Fedoni. I almost think like, God, we need the weapons side of it. We need the weapons. Fedoni is probably our top weapon at receiver.
That's what I think. He would be my choice.
It says HOF by his name. Maybe that's
a sign of
the fans love him.
Can I real quick? He just showed up. Hold on. Let me see some ID real quick. Malachi Coleman.
The freshman.
He's
are you 21?
You are 26 years old. Okay. I don't know about this fake ID here, but where are we at on Malachi? This feels a little quick to catch one touchdown pass and get in the club.
You know what? This offense has been, it's been a bit of a struggle bus, but I would tell you this. Malachi Coleman wasn't on the club roster. In one game with all the injuries and his one big play, he is not in the club, but he moved to the, you know, who's waiting outside the club now?
Add him to the list.
I'm adding him to the
who's waiting outside
the club.
We can't put him in the club. We also have a rule of you got to make more than one play to be in the club. Is that a fair rule?
That's a fair rule.
You got to be a starter to be in the club. You got to make more than one play to be in the club.
You got to start. So he is now a starter.
So he crosses that.
He made a big play.
But he's got to make
more.
I
will tell you what, if he has a good game and scores touchdowns,
he might be in the club.
He will jump in the club. I don't know if he'll replace Fedoni, but I think he either replaces Fedoni or he takes one of the defensive guys because we need this team needs an offensive guy so bad that, like anybody that's like a weapon, actually, we have to almost prioritize.
So we're going with Canton, Ohio.
I think we go Canton, Ohio as our one offensive.
He has to. I mean, he's Henrik Harburg's. Heine's leaving his entire estate to Heine.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. So hold on. So we have Gifford, Polar Bear, Reimer, Fedoni, and Ty Robinson. Or did we take Ty out to club?
So this is where it's Newsom, Hartzog, or Ty. Who do you want?
I lean Ty.
I feel like we're downgrading
Newsom
and Hartzog because they've kind of just like those DBs have all done their job.
Right.
But God, between Ty and the Polar Bear, do you have two defensive tackles?
I just feel good. Yeah, that's a lot of, you probably need someone in the secondary. Can I also real quick, somebody else? Yeah, you do have Gifford. So can I give you one other name? And this is lame. Brian Buscini.
You and your punters, get out of here. You're the biggest punter homer I've ever met in my life.
You know, I wouldn't have thought that. I wouldn't have thought that until we start talking football. I'm like, what about the punter? I'm that guy. If I was in like the Carolina Panthers wanted me for their draft, I'd be like, who you like for this third round pick? I'd be like, there's a punter out of Ball State. And they'd be like, get this guy out of the fucking war room.
I'm telling you, it's about the punter.
Okay, so no Buscini. No Buscini.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. If he was Kyle Larson or Sam Cook, all right, like.
Yeah, he ain't that, but I'm just saying.
He's not that. I think if you're going to get in the club, you got to be one of Nebraska's elite.
Yeah, he's not elite. He's
that's the only
he's
way.
He's important by. Just because of the nature of the team, but let's just.
I'm just.
You're very disappointed in me. You're disappointed. I wrote it down. I'm sorry.
Love that you.
Okay, so we're going Gifford, Polar Bear, Ty Robinson, Fedoni, and Reimer.
Gifford, Polar Bear, Reimer, Fedoni, and.
You want to go Ty, or you want to go?
I
get the sense you want to go. You want to go Newsom.
I would have said a Newsom or a Hartzog. If it weren't for last week, Ty had his best game.
And Rule sung his praises. And
Rule sung the praises, which is like, you know, Rule's doing his hype train thing. It's hard to take Ty off. I think we give Ty one more week in the club.
Okay. Because I think that's the right move. I think it's the right move.
He's a big monster. He had his best moment. We have two defensive tackles on there. So we're going to learn a lot this week. Can the Huskers win three games in a row for the first time in forever?
Yes.
And can the guys in the club, the guys in the club this week,
can they
ball out? And then we'll know if our club is the real.
Because, but let's be honest, if Gifford, Polar Bear, Ty Robinson, Reimer, and Fedoni ball out, Brass is going to win.
Yeah.
Brass is going to win. You sure you don't want Buscini in the club?
I mean, I think that's hilarious.
Tom Osborne would absolutely love. DJ T.O. would love.
let's talk about him. He's been pretty good.
He's been sneaky good. He had four inside the 20, I think.
Had that nice long one against the wind the other day. I mean,
he's not great. The Iowa punter's like all world.
Yeah, but he's had the pins. Like once he starts consistently like pinning people and really consistently turning the field. Like he hasn't had any like bad shanks.
No.
So I'm going to give him credit for being like,
he's important too.
He's important. I mean, and he's been pretty consistent. It's just like, he hasn't been what I would call game changing yet.
I agree.
And so if he were to get to that level, Nick, I will put a punter in the club if he's elite.
Yeah. He's not there yet though. Yeah. He's not there. I feel good about our club. So who's in the club 2.0? A lot of changes.
Yeah. Gifford, Polar Bear, Luke Reimer, Fedoni, HOF, and Ty Robinson.
That's a good crew.
Okay,
right
but
there.
Then who's waiting outside, Nick? Who's waiting outside the club?
So is AG waiting outside?
AG's got to be waiting outside.
AG's waiting outside. Newsom, Hartzog.
His hands are going like this.
He's not happy.
And it's strictly for AG. You have to be a starter to be in the club.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Malachi Coleman's waiting outside the club.
Malachi, yep.
Malachi's outside the club. Ben Scott, we escorted Ben Scott outside out the club.
And
Ben,
we go, can someone get a great like a grading on Ben Scott? We actually don't know if he's good or not.
We're not totally sure on him.
Ben Hart, I'm actually going
to get the police to look at his ID to verify it. We're calling over officer.
Is he real?
Is this guy like, we're not sure about this ID here.
I think Nick, this is going to sound crazy. We're going to put Bryce Ben Hart on the waiting list.
Wow.
I can't believe I'm saying it, but like
somebody from that O-line's got to be on the waiting list.
Somebody's got to make it. I want to see somebody in the O-line make it into the club. Because that's if your team doesn't have one lineman in the club.
I don't know.
So I would love to see an O-lineman just like sneak in there. But
and I think that's good. Newsome and Hartsog.
Of course.
Newsome, Hartsog. We got AG, Malachi Coleman, Bryce Benhart, Ben Scott waiting outside the club.
Yeah.
Because then everybody like Cam Lenhart and, you know, Dr. James Williams, like those guys, no. Like
Princewell, Butler.
Princewell,
those guys are like all those, good.
It's like a by committee thing.
They're
with them.
Committee guys, yeah.
I feel good about that. So I like who we got in the club 2.0. The waiting, the line outside's got some guys that could easily get in the club.
Yeah.
Mainly, I think AG and Malachi Coleman have a great opportunity to get in the club.
Of anybody, because it's a little bit harder to tell, like Ben Scott and Ben Hart. Like, it's a little harder to tell. If they're doing really good, it's easier to tell, are they doing really bad?
Yeah.
You know,
so if you don't notice them, it's almost like.
That's good.
Good?
That's why Ben Hart, I'm saying, is like, I haven't called his name.
I haven't even thought about him this year.
Because he's doing his job.
Right.
I think he has, for the most part, done his job. Which is, I'll give him credit. He's taken a lot of heat over the last 2 years. And he hadn't played well, but like, he was also a younger guy. And, I give credit for people that are willing to stick it out and improve. And I'm actually I'm taking some interest in him.
Right now. Yeah. What's crazy is the thing that's interesting about this is just if you look at the week one depth chart against Minnesota, 8 of the 11 starters are out from that. So from the game one till now, 8 of the 11 starters are out. So it's an unprecedented. So
I actually want to talk to you about that. Like this is a, the injury rate, it's kind of unbelievable.
Alarming.
Like, what do you even say? Is that just truly a roll of the dice where every year it's just that's a luck thing? Or is there something the way that they train and
I don't
do things that they're getting injured?
Because what's weird is it's all on one side of the ball.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, so it's hard for me to be like, it's got to be something that they're doing in that program. It's like, well, then why are you, if that were the issue, you would think that the injury bug would bite a little bit on both sides, but it's only on one side of the ball. There's a part of me that just wants to say it's just.
Is it bad luck?
I think it's a little bit of bad luck.
I mean, it's unprecedented.
It is.
I mean, two starting running backs.
Technically, your starting quarterback.
All of your starting receivers.
All of them.
Yeah, and then your three offensive line starters in the first handful of games.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. Wow, you would have a better idea than me. It seems like they take the sports science recovery stuff very serious.
Yeah, it seems like they do a good job with that. It's why I'm like, maybe it's just a roll of the dice. And every year, it's just like, you don't know when your year of like, well, everybody's going to get hurt this year.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me.
Sometimes, but I guess this is our year of that.
Okay. Real quick, I want to get your thoughts on the sign stealing thing that's going on at Michigan.
Yeah.
What are your, I guess, what's your reaction to it? Because it's, you know, it's weird how the variety of you get some people that are like, oh my God, this is outrageous. This is crazy. And then you get some people that are like, well, I mean, come on, what are we talking about here?
Well, it's funny you say it. Cause I had a unique experience with this before. When I was with the Patriots, it was a year after.
Oh yeah. Spygate. Yeah.
And I think I'm influenced by that because
I think you kind of, you have always been, you're by no means a person that is going to cheat in anything.
No,
that
I don't
do.
Want to cheat. Ever.
But you are one of those people, like growing up with you playing every kind of game imaginable. Doesn't matter if it's a board game.
I take it to the limit.
You are going to, whatever that rule is, you are going to take it literally to the edge. That's kind of your thing.
Yeah. And I think that's how Belichick was. He goes,
right.
He got in trouble for that. Now, what they may have done, which I don't know. I mean, I can't even totally remember, but like if you're videotaping practices or something like that's the stuff. I don't know if that ever got proved that they did that.
I don't know about that. I can't remember. That's so long ago now. I can't remember how.
Yeah. But like, you know, there's like, if you're doing that or, you know, or if you set up something that somebody else doesn't have, but like the whole, like everybody can see somebody signaling something.
Yes.
And if you want to have somebody staring at them and going, they signaled this and this and this, and they ran, like, how can that be against the rules? Like,
that's where
you can use your eyes. So if the, like, if you're a defender and the quarterback makes a check, he goes, oh, check, check, check. And
right.
As a signal.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be like, well, when he does this, they run a slant.
Yeah.
So how is that any different than like they're signaling in the plays and you're looking at them going, I mean, I remember when we played Missouri,
did you
and
crack
they knew
the code?
All of our signals.
Oh, okay.
And then, and guys that played there told me that.
Later. Oh, yeah.
And they torched us. And we didn't change our signals all year. And they were very simple. We'd run them over and over and over, the same calls. And it's shame on us. In my opinion, that's shame on us
right.
for not changing our signals or finding a way to, like, call it in on a wristband or do whatever. Or, like, rule says, we need to put microphones in. More than anything, I think it's like, you just need to know, like, what everybody can see, what the offense and defense can see, everybody sees, it's fair game.
Yeah.
Now, when you incorporate video cameras, like I said, I actually don't care if it's, you know, like, hey, they're doing signals and you want to put a camera on it. Like, everybody in the stadium can put a camera on it.
Yeah, that's,
you know
what I'm saying? Because like, I think the only part, I kind of think all this is like a, to me, the only thing that's kind of shaky about it is that this GA... literally, like,
I didn't see that. See, actually, I didn't read the story.
So the GA, it sounds like this GA had literally traveled to a bunch of different games and would like record on his phone.
Yeah.
And, but I mean,
but Nick, that to me is scouting. I don't know. I don't like,
I think it's against the, I don't even know. And that's,
but see, like, you can't tell me that that's against the rules when they are doing it in front of 90,000 people
on national TV.
Now, like, if it's like, hey, we have a you know, like something in your helmets and we got a microphone
and
you use like a technology.
Yeah,
like
you crack
it.
Yeah.
You intercept it. Like, they just called an option.
Yeah. You want, like, yeah. You somehow,
you
yeah.
stole their connection.
Right. You wiretapped
like,
the,
they're like, imagine them yelling, like they can signal, but imagine they just yelled in run option. And you're supposed to be like, I didn't hear that. Like,
right.
You hear it. Just say the same way you can see it.
Right.
I don't know how you can argue that you can't steal signals if it's like, I can see them signaling.
Yes.
I know what play they're running now. I watched them run the play. You put two and two together. That to me is all it is. So like, you have to use a better disguise, or you got to put on a wristband, Nick, and you call in a number, and you have to have multiple numbers for multiple plays. Sometimes switch that up. And that's how you disguise it.
And listen, everyone's trying to steal signals, steal calls. This is true in basketball. Like, and I know if like you have friends on other staffs,
yeah,
you call them. I know this happens. You call, like, maybe Tony White called the did they play? They might have played Syracuse this year.
Yeah,
they did. So maybe Tony White calls somebody he know the some coach was like, hey, what do you got on Purdue? And they might be like, okay, when they give up the peace sign with da 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 is always going to be their boot pass out of whatever, you know, or whatever. Like,
exactly.
You are always,
it's fair game. It's all, because you can do it. Like, when you can't do it on both sides is when it's not fair. So like, if one side's stealing, intercepting, like you say, if it's like the NFL and they have like the radio, if you're stealing radio signals, or if one side is like allowed to tape and the other one's not allowed to tape or something, you know, like, it just has to be equal. You have an equal chance to do as much as you can do. That is the way I see
it.
And I don't know how you can tell somebody don't do something when it's in front of your eyes.
Yes.
You know, you're watching them do it.
And Cowherd had a take on it, and he compared it to Deflategate. And in that, it's only a big deal because it was Brady.
Yeah.
And the idea that won or lost games was silly.
Yeah.
And his take was, you know, if this was a middle of the pack quarterback that got caught in Deflategate, nobody would have cared.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if this was Maryland, let's say Maryland got caught doing this. It's Harbaugh, it's Michigan, it's one of the most identifiable famous college football coaches, yeah. And it's arguably the best team in the country.
Yep.
So it's also
why
that's the nature of the beast.
But Spygate was yes. It was because it's the Patriots,
right.
A huge deal.
Right. Right.
Flightgate because it's the Patriots. It's
okay. Well, on the other side, we'll talk about, I want to pick your brain on the offensive formula, get a prediction. We'll be out of here, but I do got to tell you again about Pella Windows and Doors. Again, Bo saw it as he walked in. The work they've done the last couple of days have just been amazing. And to go through the whole process with getting a new front door, bay window, like starting in the showroom, seeing how everything works, and then getting Debbie to come out for the in-home consultation. Then, you know, they brought out Malin for, you know, him to measure everything twice. So you know, everything's going to be perfect. And the Pella expert installers watching these dudes work. I mean, it's like a NASCAR pit stop. These guys are fast. They laid down drop covers where they're cleaning up your house, making sure it's all looks great. I just know that like my experience with them this entire time has been fantastic. You should feel really, really comfortable and confident that if you need some new windows or doors, you go with Pella. Check them out online, PellaOmaha.com. You can go to their showrooms in Lincoln and Omaha, really give you a better sense of what you're installing. Take it from me, someone that literally has Pella at my house right now working. This place is fantastic. Go to PellaOmaha.com. Okay. Well, offensive formula, we'll wrap this up here in about, you know, 10 minutes here. What do we want to see with this offense now, given the injuries and the capabilities? Like what I wrote down a few things. Let me just throw it at you. I really think I'm going to keep my eye on the first thing is like they've been huddling up and slowing down. Like they really need to slow down, like really chew clock. The second thing is I'd like to see them. And this sounds weird because he's like the leading rusher. Like, I feel like they need to commit to running Harburg like even more. Like quarterback powers, more just really, really established. Like, I think that's what you're establishing. And then you run things off that, whether it's the option pass, the Fedoni bootlegs, like you, that has to be your thing that you are establishing. And then you work off of that. And then they do have to find some chunk plays, though, because the chances of this offense being able to put together like 10, 11 play, 12 play drives just feels low. So they do got to take some shots down the field. The last thing I wrote down was like, we haven't seen a trick play in a while. Like, and this seems like an offense that is like built for a trick play, right?
I don't know. I think it's hard when you just like, you're having a lot of trouble with your ball handling in general.
Okay, that's fair.
You know what I mean? So like the more, I don't know. I just think they're pretty limited right now with what they,
I guess that's what I'm thinking of. Like they got to get gimmicky to manufacture a 38-yard gain, yeah, or a touchdown. Like, you know, it's going to be hard for Heine to just 7-step drop, hit Alex Bullock for a 60-yard bomb, but a reverse pass, now flea flicker's hard because you got to hold, but like, you know, like I'm thinking about stuff like that,
just, yeah,
to manufacture a, yeah, shot.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. I just don't know. I don't know what to expect out of this offense. I hope they can find a way to be clean, not turn it over. And, you know, if they can get 17 points a game, I think we can win.
That's the number. Cause I'm predicting Nebraska to win 17 to 13. And to me, that is the number.
Seems like that's like a lot for them. Like 17 to 20 points is like, that's a good game for us.
Right.
And that's kind of, they need to do that without turning the ball over a lot.
That's
like the difference is they've been doing that with a lot of bad turnovers, which is like, you kind of like, it makes you sweat and the defense has to be perfect and make goal line stands. And it's making it too hard,
right?
Where they could do that cleaner, I think we could just win cleaner then.
Yeah. And that's what the last thing I wrote down above everything else, like just for one game, be clean and take care of the ball.
I would love to see what it looked like in a Big Ten game where our defense, the day our offense did well and played clean, our defense played like they do. Like not have their letdown game. Right. Seems like they always find, you know, they always do those in the wrong days. But I would love to see what we'd look like against a Big Ten team where we do both right.
Right. And well, I just want to see what it looks like. I'm not asking for like, what would happen if all of a sudden Harburg can throw for 290? No, I'm just curious. Everything else stays the same, but you're not having two plays a game where you like drop a shotgun snap or there's a exchange with a running back that the ball, you know, or a ridiculous penalty when they get in the red zone.
Ball start in the red zone.
Like
if we get in the red zone, it will be like the offensive, like it's usually the left or the left guard or tackle. Here comes the jump. 3-2-1 There you go.
Yes.
And the drive's over.
I just want to see what would happen. Clean and obviously no turnovers or maybe one turnover.
Yeah.
Just what would happen?
I think we win football games.
I agree.
And I think we'd win and the fans would feel like, oh, we're on to something.
Yes.
We're starting to build something here.
Just give your defense a chance to just lead the way here. And, you know, the whole cliche of like, as long as every possession ends in a kick. I always love when people say that. They're like, that's clever, Bill.
People say that?
Yeah, I've heard people like, just make sure every possession ends in a kick. And that means a field goal or a punt. People are like, wow.
I actually have never heard that.
You've never heard that that line? I've heard that. Maybe that's to listen to like sports talk radio.
It's a big sports talk radio.
Yeah, to me, it's like
kind of nice. I just
and my third key to the game is I think for Nebraska to win this game, it needs to be that every possession ends in a kick.
Here comes and the sound effect.
We don't want a turnover. All right, coming up next,
what do you think, Mr. Scream?
But give it a chance. Like, don't turn it over. Just be clean. And if that means three and out, it's third and nine, and you got to punt it. And every possession ends in a kick, and that radio host is third key of the game.
That's just in Wayne's World too. And they're like, you're not even listening to us. He says, You are, you know, there's like calling me.
What a scene. I love it. So Purdue's 2-5. Hudson Card throws it 35 times a game. They've had an interesting year. I mean, they lost to Fresno State in the first game. Fresno State's actually pretty good. They beat Virginia Tech on the road. They lost to Syracuse. They got blasted by Wisconsin. Then they blast Illinois. They lost a close one to Iowa. And then they got hammered by Ohio State. They have had a bye week. They got Maccabee still at running back, who was there last year.
Crazy legs, Hirsch.
Yeah, he is kind of like someone let a colt out
was,
of like
he was pretty good though. He was like this.
I kind of liked him. He's got a weird style. I just remember being real leggy.
Yeah, those weird legs, but he ran hard.
Yeah, he did run hard. He did run hard. But I just don't think Purdue's that. They're a lot like all these other Big Ten West teams. Like they're
this is our chance. This is our chance. Like
to get three in a row
schedule and to get the three in a row. I want to see what it does to the fan side.
Because you can feel people getting excited. All of a sudden they beat Illinois. They beat Northwestern. I think people are a little like don't know what to do with how bad the offenses three look. Wins in a row. See what it looks like. I think Nebraska's going to win this game. I think it's going to look like, how's this game going to look? Oh, you know how it's going to look. It's going to look exactly how every other game is going to look. The offense is going to be a struggle. Yeah. You hope that things are clean and they don't turn it over. Let's be honest. They probably, given the injuries and their capabilities, they're probably going to turn it over and be a little sloppy. But I think this defense, as long as they don't drink their own Kool-Aid and read their own press clippings and get too full of themselves and stay locked in, I think they'll be all right. I think Nebraska wins 17-13. Is that about where you're at? Where are you?
I mean, it's hard to think we're going to score more than 17.
Yeah.
It's just hard. It's hard to do that.
It's hard to envision that.
You know, we've lost all our receivers. We've lost our running backs, except for AG is our guy, but he's not starting.
Right.
So it's like
he needs a.
You said like you feel like if you don't run the quarterback, like what's our offense?
I guess that's where I get. Yeah. Like I just don't know if you're not trying to run Harburg all the time. I just don't know what you're really trying to do.
Well, and it seems like Harburg, this is like, it's almost like the analogy I'd use is, I don't know, people like, if you haven't golfed all year, you go out, sometimes that first round, like, you play pretty good because you're just like,
yeah,
you're just like unconsciously
thought. Yeah.
And then the next three times you go play, you're like, the shanks come back and you're thinking about your swing. Rule kind of hinted that that's like what Harburg's doing.
That's a great analogy.
Thinking about what he's doing out there, and he couldn't throw it anywhere.
Like, no.
I mean, the first couple possessions you saw, he was overthinking.
Sometimes there's the curse of knowledge at times where you sometimes what you don't know is actually good for you, or what you're not thinking about.
I think he was going out there and just playing.
And I just think it would help him to just run him.
I think that's for him, especially starting out the game. Like for him, I think the running early helps him throw later because he needs to totally settle in.
I agree.
Because I think for whatever it is about him, he needs to totally be tired and settled in, and then he like can play. But I think he gets it's the processing part of it early in the game. I don't know.
Yeah, because I almost, and I think the weather could help that as well, where you really have to just to run him a lot. Because I think about that, the Northern Illinois game, they came out. Remember that first drive? Like he did throw it like a few times, but they came out and it was, I think they ran him. Yeah. Remember they marched down the field, but there was like a concerted effort to like, we're running this dude.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to see, the first drive, run this guy. Yeah. Get him in some read options, get him into some pure options, or even just like put Bonner in, like just motion him and like run just like an off tackle quarterback power. Yeah, I mean,
like I said, that's where, you know, you got to scheme a team up and be like, those first 15, you know, like that's where you should be like, there should be schemed.
Yes.
You should have like some really good plays tapped up for like, here's what they do.
Right.
Here's what we can do to make their life difficult.
Yep.
Run those, but like incorporate, like I said, some QB runs into that, settle them down. And then see how the game progresses.
So you got Nebraska winning in that area.
I'll take it in that rough. Yeah,
17-13.
17-13 is a good.
Yeah, that's okay. There we go. Oh, hold on. I'm getting DJ Tom Osborne always has people do the Pledge of Allegiance before the last call. So we better let's go and stand up. Hold on. All right. Yeah, hold on.
A HoorDat Media Production.